are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, how y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A lot to talk about on today's show. I want to talk about this caffeine inhaler that's going to be the next craze where people don't even have to wait to drink their coffee to get their caffeine buzz. They're going to just be able to inhale it. It's already out on the market. I want to talk about that. There's also a new shampoo to treat head lice. There's also this really cool bone putty that they could use to help heal bone fractures. Really cool stuff. Also, I guess there's a survey that has revealed that doctors often aren't truthful to their patients. So we need to talk about that. And this is something I'm going to want to transition to, because on the previous hour of the show, which we're going to continue on this show, we were talking about getting into a funk. And kind of if you do get into a funk and you're having depression, or you don't want to get depression and you want to prevent yourself from falling into that, you need to kind of switch things up a little bit. And the reason why we came across this subject of switching things up a little bit is we had a caller in the first hour who said that his father was just crumping in this one hospital setting. He had knee surgery, and then he ended up having a heart attack, and then he ended up having sepsis because he just couldn't get out of the hospital in time, and then he came down with a nosocomial infection. So the man's been in the hospital now for over a month, not getting better, and I recommend it to him, switch hospitals. You know, if you think the doctors just can't get anywhere and you think they're just right now chasing one complication after another, sometimes shaking it up a little bit, albeit him being stable for transfer. I mean, you need to be stable for transfer, but sometimes if you think your loved one isn't thriving in one particular setting, you could switch them. And we spent a lot of time last hour talking about how doctors should be kind of honest and forthcoming about what they can't deal with, what they don't know, what's beyond their scope. And it's okay for a medical provider to not know. We don't have to be experts in everything. It's difficult. You know, family doctors and internal medicine doctors, you know, the stereotype is, well, we're jack of all trades, masters of none. No. We may be able to tackle most problems, but many doctors, they feel comfortable specializing in certain aspects. And if they aren't specialists, or they don't feel that fluent or that competent in a particular area, I hate to use the word competent, but, you know, a subject that they've been able to master, they need to be honest with you and transfer you. So that's going to be kind of interesting when we talk about this survey where doctors aren't truthful to their patients. I'm going to want to talk about that after the break. But I want to hear from you. Please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, so I was talking about, you know, kind of mixing it up a little bit. If you aren't doing well in one particular doctor's office or in one particular hospital setting, sometimes I've seen, miraculously, people get better just because they switch doctors. The doctor didn't do anything different. In fact, the doctor, like I many times, have agreed with what the first doctor did. You know, I had brought up an example of one antibiotic being given to a patient. It ended up not working. Second antibiotic was instituted, but then he had an allergic reaction to that antibiotic. He had developed an allergy to it. The third antibiotic was instituted, and then the patient gets Clostridium difficile, a antibiotic-induced gastroenteritis. And so the patient comes to me saying, "This is ridiculous. My doctor's an idiot. Can you fix this?" You know, and I had to tell him I would have done the exact same thing. First choice would have been Augmentin. Second choice would have been Sulfa. I would have done the exact same thing. I'm not sticking up for the other doctor, but don't think I would have done anything different. You know, it's just luck of the draw. This happened on somebody else's watch, so I get to look like a hero helping him with his Clostridium difficile. But, you know, sometimes just going to another doctor, switching it up a little bit helps. So when we moved on to the subject on how to boost your mood and how to try to get out of the funk that's leading you to depression, many things on this list, and which is many things I've talked about on the show, is changing it up a little bit. You know, when you start to feel like your mood is going down, maybe get out of the house. Maybe go exercise. Maybe eat something healthy. Call a friend up. I'm looking at Hub Pages. They've come up with a pretty nice list. Many websites and journal articles have, lists of what to do to kind of shake things up a little bit and get yourself out of a mood. But I like this one. It's pretty comprehensive. It talks about exercise, talks about diet. One, they said, take a shower or a bath. That works for me. Kids get on my nerves. They get on my nerves. I jump in the shower. Other things they talk about is, and this I bring up on my show, if you're starting to get into a little bit of a funk, why don't you go and do some volunteer work or some charity work or maybe donate? Maybe send a $10 donation to Red Cross or something. But, sometimes just doing something for others works. You know, they also suggest letting it out. You know, maybe you are trying so hard to not cry because you want to be cool. I mean, me, if I start crying, I won't stop. So I suck it in. I bite my tongue. I try to chew a piece of gum. Why not cry? You know? I mean, men cry, women cry, and you don't have to blubber in the middle of Walmart. I mean, you have a good cry. But I got to tell you, what I like to do is I like to put in a funny movie and see something funny. I think laughing is one of the best things to do to get you out of a mood. Because what's a major difference between a person with depression and a person without depression is a person with depression almost lets it fall over them. Doesn't even want to fight the fight and almost, you know, welcomes the brood. You know, like, you know what? I'm just going to wallow in it. Whereas someone who's fighting depression will say, I'm not going to let it happen. All right. And now, yes, people fight depression all the time. But if you try to not brood on it, you know, and keep thinking about it and, you know, go and distract yourself, that's going to help. So I think laughter is wonderful. Breathing deeply, meditation, I think, is great. Get a massage. Music is huge. So those are some ideas. And remember, tomorrow is always another day. You can't stop the clock. Tincture of time. That's what I learned in medical school. All right, we're coming right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We went through a few of them in the first hour. I highly recommend if you don't get all 3 hours of the Dr. Dolly Show, then go to my website and click on the on-demand button. You can listen to any show, anytime, live or continual stream, or you can go to gcmlive.com and look up archives, podcasts, etc. Because, you know, I want to give each, I know many of you, you only get to listen to an hour, and I want to give you each, you know, crucial bit of information every hour, but otherwise I'd be repeating the same show hour after hour, and I don't want to do that. All right, so let's move on to this. Doctors often aren't truthful to patients, survey reveals. Now, this comes from the Boston Globe. They say here, and I'm going to read some of this, okay? You may agree, you may disagree. They say most physicians paint overly optimistic prognoses for their patients, and many have told lies or withheld information concerning their medical mistakes and financial relationships with drug companies, device manufacturers, according to a national survey conducted by Massachusetts General Hospital. The survey of about 1,900 doctors has been published today in Journal of Health Affairs, showing that many doctors do not adhere to the standards of medical society's accreditation groups, which have long required doctors to be open and honest with their patients. Okay. All right. I want to start dissecting this before I go further. All right. Have I done any of this? The optimistic prognosis. I'm going to tell you guys a story right now. All right. Have I been overly optimistic? Yes. I have. And I am so glad I was. Although it could have bit me in the butt. Some of you have heard this story. If you've heard this story, I apologize if I'm repeating it. I have a gentleman who's a smoker, and I do his chest x-ray. And I do x-rays in the office because, you know, again, having my ER background, I like to see the fracture. I'd like to see the pneumonia. I just don't want to order an x-ray willy-nilly. So he has a huge mass in his lungs. Huge. Now, I didn't get that ominous feeling I get when I diagnose lung cancer or, you know, or I'm suspecting a tumor. So he comes over to look at it, and I don't want to hide anything from him, but there's a huge mass. I mean, he could see it. Now, I really didn't feel negative about this. I go, you want to know what? You got a big ball in there. It could be a tumor. You smoke, but maybe it's a fungal ball. All right, let's get it checked out. All right. Now, I wasn't worried because I know he could have been susceptible to depression. He had just retired, and going through retirement was difficult for him, and he was starting to age pretty quickly after retirement. Many people do. You know, but I go, look, I just don't have that feeling that this is cancer. It could be a fungal ball. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, fungal balls are rare, but it's just something I felt, and I told him. I was honest about that. So he goes to see the cardiovascular surgeon who's going to do the biopsy. And he ends up telling the cardiovascular surgeon that he doesn't want the biopsy. The surgeon calls me up and says, I don't understand, Dahlia, what's going on here. Your patient refuses to let me biopsy it because he thinks it's a fungal ball. And he said, you told him it's a fungal ball. I go, I told him that it could be a possibility. I didn't want him freaking out. It looked huge. And maybe it could be. But I didn't tell him to not get a biopsy. I sent him to you to get a biopsy. He goes, well, I think I could talk him into it, but he really thinks it's a fungal ball because of what you said. I'm telling you, Dahlia, it's cancer. I go, look, I'm allowed to give my patient a differential. All right, fine. Yell at me, fine. The doctor biopsies it, actually removes a lobe of his lung. And you know what it ended up being? Fungus. It was a fungal ball. So the patient, he's relieved, okay? He thinks I'm amazing, you know, what a lucky guess. And I wasn't guessing. It just looked like a fluffy ball to me on x-ray, all right? He's mad. The surgeon told him it was cancer and goaded him into getting the biopsy. But, you know, I told him, I go, look, you smoke. You're in your 60s. The sucker was huge, and it took up a whole lobe of your lung. He's going to want to take it out. The fungal ball thing is rare. You got lucky. You were lucky. So if this Boston Globe survey, all right, is saying, yes, Dr. Dahlia and many doctors are overly optimistic with their prognoses, the one example I could remember of when I was overly optimistic, it worked out okay. It worked out okay. I mean, keep in mind, all right, we're taught in medical school that if you have a test that comes up positive for HIV on a patient, you have to be very careful calling that patient up, right, or bringing them into the office saying you have HIV. They could go and shoot themselves. You know, you tell somebody they have cancer before you look at the staging, before you go into, you know, the degree you need to ascertain how serious the situation is, somebody could load a gun and shoot themselves. You bet your butt I'm going to be optimistic about how to handle it, because I have seen amazingly vicious cancers regress and go into remission. The one thing I learned in medical school is you can't sit here and tell somebody they have 3 months to live, they have 6 months to live, they have 5 years to live, because a lot of times it doesn't happen that way. Nature has different plans. So if they're having a problem with doctors being overly optimistic with prognoses, you know, then fine, take it up with me directly. Because I'm going to tell you, I had a lady with rheumatoid arthritis. I do a chest x-ray a lot of times on my smokers, just because I'm just very, very nervous, especially if they're taking anti-rheumatological medications. Well, her x-ray had been normal, about 9 months prior. Here we are 9 months later. She's having a cough. I x-ray her. Huge lung mass. Huge. Okay, now this didn't look like a fungal ball. It looked like a tumor. So I pull her over to take a look at the x-ray, and I tell her, I think you could beat this. I think you could knock this sucker out of the ballpark. I mean, even though it came on quickly, look how clear you were just 9 months ago. If this sucker is new, that may work in your favor. Let's get you into the oncologist. Let's get the cardiovascular doctor, cardiovascular surgeon, get a biopsy or a pulmonary biopsy. Let's knock this puppy out of the ballpark. Well, she comes in a month or two later. She says, I think I'm doing better. My oncologist really doesn't want to x-ray me for a while because he doesn't think it's moved. But I just want to know where I'm at. I go, I'll x-ray you. You want a peek? She goes, yeah, I want a peek. We took a look. It was down to a centimeter. From a 5-centimeter mass down to a centimeter. The smile on her face that she was beating this cancer, it made me smile. I was glowing. So, yes, I would rather err on the side of optimism than tell a person, you're a goner, you better pay up my bill. So, I'm sorry. Yes, if I think somebody does have cancer, like I said, with her, I told her. I mean, I wasn't going to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm like, I think you have something, but let's be optimistic about it. I think optimism helps. A year or two ago, I did a segment on the power of prayer. There was a study that showed that the power of prayer actually helps in terms of cancer, heart disease, prevention of postoperative complications with surgery. And, you know, patients were calling up saying, absolutely, power of prayer. And by the way, I'd love to open it up to you guys. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When has optimism really worked? When you've actually seen either the power of prayer or being optimistic work for you? Absolutely. Why the heck not? All right. So as far as I'm concerned, if they want to say I'm guilty of being overly optimistic, then fine. Now, I think if somebody is stage 4 cancer, and I could see where this could be an issue, somebody's stage 4, they failed multiple treatments, and there's a doctor that wants to milk more chemotherapy and milk more visits out of the patient. And the medical institutions are saying, you know, look, you need to sit down with them and really be honest about their chances. Let them make an educated decision, quality of life or continuing with the chemo. Okay, that I get. You don't want to be overly optimistic. Talk a person into their 20th surgery for a recurrent cancer if you really think it's going to come back and they're terminal. I understand that. But you give patients the option. And if you don't know the percentage chance that they have, well, then you say that. Okay? I don't think any of us can say for 100% certainty what percentage you're going to have success or not. Again, you know, nature wins always. So I get that. But I'm sorry, every time I've been optimistic with a patient, it's worked out. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. When we come back, what about doctors and their medical mistakes and lying about financial relationships? Don't go away. When we come back, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know some of you were trying to get through. We got Donovan working the dials. Try again if you've had any problems with their phone lines, but we are up and running. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're talking about the survey where it's being reported here by the Boston Globe, how physicians could be overly optimistic with their patients. They're lying. They're withholding information about medical mistakes. They're not disclosing financial relationships with the drug companies, device manufacturers, etc. Okay. All right. Let's talk about now being open with any relationship with the drug company. Okay. They're saying in the study that doctors aren't telling patients if they get to go on trips, if they have gone on dinners. Now, personally, with my patients, okay, I like to be honest about that because they see me. You know, I'm from a community in Las Vegas. I know people think there's no city in Las Vegas. There's the Strip and that's it. But no, you do. You have suburbs. And when you live in the outskirts of Vegas, usually you run into people all the time at dinner. You do. You run into them at dinner. You run into them at the store. I always run into my patients. I have no problem. So obviously, if there's a dinner and it says Pfizer and they're talking about a drug, you know, I mean, obviously people are going to see me at these dinners. So, yeah, it doesn't doesn't hurt me telling people, yeah, I went to a dinner. I learned about this drug. It looks kind of cool. Do you want to try it? Okay. You know, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal if you go to a dinner. I don't think it's a real big dinner deal if you don't tell them that you went to a dinner. You know, I do because I'm like, you know, I learned some cool things about this medication. I can't take it and try it on myself, but they say it does better than others. Do you want to try it? I learned about it at a dinner. It's easy to say. I don't think it's that imperative for you to tell patients. I mean, look at how many people in the airline industry, in the car industry, in the computer industry that gets to go out to dinner with companies, that get to go on trips. Really? I mean, honestly, what they're doing with the medical profession, even pens. Pharmaceutical companies can't even give you pens. How come all these other companies get to have pens? I need pens. We go through pens all the time. My patients take pens. Why can't a pharmaceutical company leave pens for my patient? Am I really going to pick their drug because of the pen? I got to tell you, Vioxx. We all remember Vioxx and how that was taken off the market because of cardiovascular risk factors. Vioxx bought us lunch. Vioxx brought us pens. But I told him, I don't like your drug. My patient's blood pressure is going up. Oh, Dr. Daya, the study said this is fine. This was like 2 years before I got taken off the market. Oh, Dr. Daya, no problem with Vioxx. And I'm like, look, thank you for lunch, but I got to tell you, I'm nervous. It's making my patient's blood pressure rise. Okay? If I don't like a drug, I'm not going to use it. Okay? No dinner, no pen, no paper clip is going to make me prescribe something that I think would put my patients in harm's way. If I think a drug is good, I'm going to write it. Because, you know, remember, okay, when you're a doctor, you're running a business. If your patient doesn't get better, if your consumer doesn't like your services, they're going to seek services elsewhere. So you want to hope that whatever is in your medicine bag, whatever your tools are, work. Okay? I don't give a heart and doot if I got to go to dinner or if they give me a pen. If I think the medication is bothering my patients, I'm not going to give it to them. You know, and then we're forgetting lawsuits. If I think one of the medications can hurt my patient, no. You know, I don't really prescribe ADD medicines and ADHD medicines. I let the psychiatrist do it. I don't like to manage ADD. Many of my patients were on medications for long term. I start to see changes in their EKG. So I don't write it. Yeah, they could offer me dinner. They aren't allowed to offer things anymore. But in the olden days, I guess you'd get to be offered a round of golf. I don't like to prescribe them. I don't do it. You know, because if I think something's going to happen to my patient's heart, I think I could be liable. That's just, you know, for example, hypothetically. So, you know, with this survey, I'm really not prone to believe it 100% because, you know, I don't think a doctor has to tell you if they went to dinner because your car company and your car salesman isn't telling you if he got to go to dinner or got some freebies. Honestly, now, a patient probably is a lot smarter than this survey is giving them credit for, okay? If a doctor has a sample closet stocked full of samples, and the doctor says, here, try this medication, obviously the patient realizes the doctor has samples, it's handy, they're going to probably be more prone to try me on something they have samples of. Okay? Somebody could say, yeah, but Dr. Daya, that's a bias. The company gave you samples, so you tried that drug. Well, if I think the drug is safe, if I think the drug is going to work, and I don't want the patient to spend any money on something that doesn't work, I want them to try it out, yes, I'm going to use the samples. I mean, your doctor's office isn't going to be 100% free of bias. Okay? If your doctor ran out of samples of one medication, and honestly, he thinks both cholesterol medications are 6 1/2 dozen of another, they're going to give you what they have samples of. Okay? I think that's fair. Now, if a doctor can't stand a medication and that's what they have samples of, honestly, I don't know why they keep the samples. All right? I threw out the Vioxx samples. I didn't want them. I wasn't going to give it to patients, and I wanted to make sure none of my physician assistants were going to give it out, so we got rid of them. So, I mean, if a doctor really dislikes a medication, they're going to get rid of the samples. I mean, we're not idiots. And patients aren't idiots, too. Patients want the samples. So, yes, there'll be a little bit of bias. Where else will there be bias? Well, let's say there's a radiology company. And this happened very early on in my practice. One of the radiology companies in town, there were a few of them, came in and said, look, I know how difficult it is to get authorization with the insurance. Let us do it. If you want a patient to get an MRI or a CAT scan, fax us the information that we need to register, get them in the system, and deal with their insurance. We'll get the authorization. It'll save hours upon hours a week of your staff needing to do prior auths for something that they're really not getting paid for. The radiology company is making money. I'm paying for staff to get authorization for a radiology company to make the money. So when one of the radiology places came up with that, I thought it was a brilliant idea. I'm like, please, I am sick and tired of my staff not being available because we're trying to get authorization dealing with the insurance companies. Now, somebody could say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being bribed. That's bribery because they're saving you on labor. Okay, well then fine. All right, fine. I don't want my staff spending hours dealing with insurance companies. I'm about to go to all cash. I can't stand that. I can't say if an insurance company is going to help get them, if a radiology company is going to help get the process through her quicker so my patients can get the MRI and then the radiology place gets paid so the insurance doesn't get a bill, it's a win-win for everybody. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, you're biasing that one company. Well, it turned out all the other companies followed suit. They said, oh, we'll get authorization too. Oh, we'll get authorization. Now, one company we worked with, the lady that headed the prior auth department was very lazy and really didn't want to do the prior auths. Okay, it was something new that the company decided to take on, and she didn't want to do it and would try to dump work back on my staff. Well, yes, I'll admit it. I didn't give them much business because my staff didn't need the hassle. So, you know, if they're trying to say doctor's offices need to be 100% completely free of bias, I get that in terms of doctors need to prescribe a drug they believe in, but bias will always be there. You're going to go to the path of least resistance. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. Okay, when we come back, I still want to hit medical news, and I want to quickly talk about doctors, quote-unquote, lying and withholding information. Coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about the survey that came out today saying doctors often aren't truthful to their patients. All right. They said that, you know, we already kind of talked about, all right, doctors aren't talking about fees they accept when they speak on a drug. They aren't, you know, honest about the dinners and things like that. And I kind of already said what I needed to say about that. But what about doctors lying? What about doctors covering up a mistake? Now, we spent time in the first hour talking about how if you don't like the way your doctor is managing you, get a new doctor. And how I have also brought up how even me personally, if I don't think I can handle a situation, if I don't think I'm making a patient better, if I just feel like we're just turning the wheels and we're not getting anywhere, I think I have an ethical duty to tell them, look, I don't know if I'm the right doctor for you. Let's get another set of eyes, another head involved. Let me, you know, try another doctor. Have you try another doctor. See what he thinks. If he does better for you, then great. Godspeed. But it doesn't make sense you coming here, yeah, spending money on copays, etc., if I can't help you. And there have been some patients where I just can't help them. They're always in pain or they're depressed or achy, and And I, you know, it just nothing I do works. You know, and yes, there are some people that can't be helped, but sometimes just going to another doctor, you know, changes the scenario. And just changes it enough where maybe they can think of something that I haven't thought of. Why not? But I think it's imperative for you to be honest and say, look, this is beyond my scope. Okay? Yes, I know we all need the business. I know it's a recession. But honestly, we are being paid like crap, you know, from insurance company anyway. They're really for the $5 or the $12 we may be getting from the insurance company, it's not worth it. All right? It's not worth it. Your ethics mean more. So get the patient out of there. Transfer the patient. Transfer the patient to somebody you think would help them. So I think in terms of honesty, that has to be done. And I've been very, very happy and comfortable with the way I've been able to learn how to talk to patients about things being beyond my scope. It's okay. I don't want to BS them. I don't want to pretend that I can handle a situation and I'm in too deep. If I'm not comfortable managing seizures, I'm going to transfer them to a neurologist or to a doctor that can handle that. I just don't want to have retractable seizures, have this person have a seizure while they're driving, kill somebody, and it be on my conscience. I don't want my patient hurting anybody. Get yourself to somebody who can help you if I can't help you. So number one, from an ethical standpoint, I think medical providers need to do that. And they don't teach us that in medical school. They did not teach us in medical school that it's okay to say, I don't know, and I'm going to transfer you to another doctor. Right? Because remember, and it's not their fault. In medical school, they need to teach you how to address issues. Okay, you're going to school to learn how to identify hereditary hemochromatosis and shingles and pemphigus vulgaris and bacillus capitis infection or I mean, remember, you're going to medical school to learn this. So you have to later, when you're out in residency and you know, doing your clinicals, apprentice type work, learn from other doctors saying it's okay if you don't know, if you don't really get MS. That's okay. Transfer them. It's okay to say you don't know. So I would say if we're going to work on any new doctors, let them know after their training that if there's something they don't think they really got down, all right, until they get it down, don't take care of those patients. Be honest with them and upfront. Now, what about a doctor that screws up? Okay, cuts off the wrong leg. Well, it doesn't make sense to lie about it. The patient's going to see it. All right, but what if, let's say, these things happen often, okay? Your staff doesn't do appropriate logging of a test. And a mammogram comes to you that's abnormal, and it's already a couple months old. All right? That's, as a doctor, it's your fault. You know, okay, here's a test. Something might have been able to be done a couple months ago or even longer. It comes, all right? Again, you tell patients, you sit down and you tell them, you go, look, I just received this now. I don't know why I just received it now. This is something I'm going to work on internally and I'm going to work on with the radiology company to figure out where there was a lack of communication. But right now I'm going to communicate this to you and let's get working on it. Okay. Now in this survey, they aren't telling us exactly what our doctor's lying about. Are they lying that they never got the test? Are they lying? Oh, I told you the results. I don't know. They're not really going into specifics what these quote-unquote lies are. Okay, so I don't have examples of them. What about somebody dropping a piece of sponge in you? Again, that's hard to lie about because someone's going to scan you and see it. So I'd like to hear more examples. And, of course, if any of you have examples, please call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. But what about a doctor writing a medication that you were allergic to? Okay, they have to fess up. I mean, you really can't cover that up. You could say, look, I did not realize you were allergic to this medication. I need to take you off of it. But it happens. It happens. Okay, so then why would doctors lie? What about reusing a needle? What if they're talking about something that serious? First, I don't know why a doctor would reuse a needle. I really don't. I don't. There is absolutely no reason for that. Okay. But, yeah, you know, I'm sure. And we've seen situations where doctors have, you know, not been forthcoming with this. Of course, they're afraid they're going to go to jail. You know, but in terms of medical mistakes, okay, and medical errors, there is a very, very dark cloud over all of us doctors. And we've talked about this, lawsuits. I mean, huge scare. One lawsuit, you're out. You could lose your house. You could lose, you know, any of your trinkets from childhood, anything of worth, one suit. So, yeah. All right. Some of these doctors, they may go down fighting. It's a shame. You know, it's a shame. When I worked for the state system, healthcare system, there was a cap of $50,000. Now, those doctors, it was very easy. I heard my bad all the time. Okay, oh my gosh, my bad. Let me fix this. They didn't have that fear. The most they were going to get sued for is $50,000. They didn't have to cover anything up, right? But these multi-million-dollar lawsuits that kick you out of your house, right? Take away any savings that you have, future earnings. It's probably scaring these doctors to death. That's no excuse. Nobody should lie. You make a mistake, you fess up. You make a mistake. But, you know, if they want to do something to minimize the, tendency to hastily try to cover things up, especially if it's something like, like a path report. You know, losing a path report is some serious stuff. And it shouldn't be the patient's fault. Of course, when there's a medical mistake, ultimately the patient suffers. Okay? You know, we're not going to cry over the doctors getting sued because the patient is the one that is the first victim. Okay? But there's a way for you not to be a victim. And I know we didn't get enough time on this show to talk about it, but we've talked about this on previous shows. How do you prevent yourself from being a victim of doctors' mistakes? So this doesn't have to happen. So you don't have to be dealing with lies, cover-ups, if those happen. Okay? In case you have a doctor that's not going to be forthcoming. Well, number one, if you're worried about the wrong body part being cut, I've talked to you all about the permanent marker. You get a permanent marker. You write on the breast or on the foot, wrong side. Go over here. Okay? Number two, whenever you have a test done, make that follow-up. Make a follow-up appointment for your result. Do not take no news is good news. Because if that doctor never gets the report and it was a cancerous mole, you thinking no news is good news is doing you no service. And I'm not saying it's your fault if the doctor doesn't give you the result. Ultimately, it's a responsibility of the medical practice, but I want to guard against that. Any test you've done, any biopsy, you make the follow-up. And I got to tell you, patients hate my policy of following up for results. Sometimes we'll call, you know, because I don't want them to wait till the follow-up, but they hate that. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, doctors just want more money, so they're making us come in. If you come in and the results aren't in, it reminds the doctor's office to get on the results. I think it saves a lot of hassle and a lot of mistakes. We couldn't get to everything today, but I promise I'll get to more tomorrow. But thank you all for tuning in. If you can hold on for another hour, keep doing it. We got more Dr. Dahlia on the way.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.